Hey guys, this is Alex.
And this is Drew.
And today on the Two Man Comic Book Club podcast, we're reacting to the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer. It's going to be awesome. At the time of recording this, this has been out for a few days now. It's just as quick as we can get together to record. This has like 40 or 50 million views, half of which were me.
For the record, me and Alex have talked about the fact that, I don't know, like I have a weird feeling about trailers. And I have not watched the Eternals trailer. And I don't think I'm going to, because I have no idea what's going on with that.
Wow.
This, I already knew something going. I mean, I know the what's going on.
Right.
I kind of couldn't not. But Eternals?
Yeah.
I want to go in and have Eternals do to me what Doom Patrol did to me, which was blow me off my out of my shoes, because I didn't expect anything.
Yeah.
So I'm not watching that one, but I've watched this one, and I'm glad I did.
I think you should do that, like what you just said, but I will say, if you compare the two, Eternals trailer to Spider-Man, this is infinitely more spoilery, because I'm still like watching it. I'm like, wonder what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, because it's, they give you just little soft nuggets just to kind of hold it. But I mean, you get a lot out of this trailer, and I think we're going to watch it and react to it in real time just to get it fresh on the palate. And then we're just going to speculate for the next 30 minutes and see what happens.
So if you're listening, we'll maybe turn my microphone a little bit to where you can hear a little bit. We're not going to do anything fancy with the sound, but I don't know. Me and Alex were talking about it, just so that you know, like, there's something about using music and like artists expect you to pay for it to buy an album. I know that. I've released albums. I want people to buy it. A trailer, I feel like, is different, because the whole point is that it's a commercial. So the more people that are listening to the commercial, watching the commercial, the better, right?
Right.
So hoopefully we don't get sued for this, but I thought that it might be more interesting for the listeners if you can actually hear what's happening on the trailer, compared to, as opposed to just us going, ah, wow.
Ooh.
Ah.
Ah.
So yes, if you have not watched the trailer yet and you don't want to, then, I'm sorry. That's what we're doing.
What are you doing here? This whole podcast is a reaction to it. All right, here we go. The teaser for the trailer.
Oh, look at this. This is a good one. Some suggest that Parker's powers include the male spider's ability to hypnotize females.
Stop. Come on.
Yes, my spider lord.
Can we just, like, sit up here all day? It is so crazy down there.
That's right,
folks.
Spider-Man is in fact
Peter Parker. Oh, I'm so ready for JJJ.
The drones that are yours.
Bum, bum, bum. Does
anyone even believe about all this?
What do you mean?
Now that everybody knows, you don't really have to hide.
The devil, Mephisto confirmed.
Peter Parker is Mephisto?
Yeah. You heard it here first. Two Man exclusive.
It's to turn up the AC.
Yeah, it's a little chilly in there.
Steven. That feels weird, but I'll allow it.
I'll allow it.
Yeah.
When Mysterio revealed my identity, my entire life got screwed up. I was wondering if maybe you could make it so that he never did.
Strange.
Don't cast that spell. It's too dangerous.
Ominous.
Fine. I won't.
It was a powerful wink.
Was about to forget that Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
Wait, everyone? Can't some people still know?
I feel like this is something they should have talked about beforehand.
So MJ's going to forget.
What's that?
That everybody's going to forget.
Yeah.
They should have mentioned that before he ever gave him a chance to start the spell.
Oh, yeah.
What just happened?
So you think Doctor Strange is standing there in front of him saying, "Who are you?"
That's a good question.
Does he know?
See, that looks like they're fighting here almost.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe afterwards, like, who are you? What are you doing in my place? Let's go fight on some trains. Mm-hmm. Was that Green Goblin?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Be careful what you wish for, Parker. Who dat? Bum, bum, bum.
And then they brought him back. That is so awesome.
Yeah. Hello, Peter. I've seen so many tweets about that.
Doc Ock.
People are like fanatical about that. It's funny, people on Twitter who don't even seem to be comic book fans in the new music world are like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I'm just like, all right.
And that was it. So when I watched that, I was like mega chills the entire time. I'm going to start with you. Initial thoughts.
Well, did they give a date or is it just coming soon?
December 17.
Oh, sooner than I expected. Yeah. I was thinking later. Yeah, no, I was just like, can I have a time machine? Give me that time stone so that I can zip forward and experience this.
I'm looking something up while you're talking. The way to Dusty Death, maybe, is that it? No, that can't be it. There's a comic book I'm trying to find. I don't know.
Is it Spider-Man?
It's a Spider-Man Doctor Strange comic book.
Oh.
And I know that it was very polarizing. And a lot of people did not like the comic book. I need to find it. It's not The Way to Dusty Death, I don't think.
So yeah, that was, as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, cool. Green Goblin, which means nothing. They didn't give anything to say to tell us that we're getting the Green Goblin from the Raimiverse, the Tobyverse, Toby trilogy. What I've heard of that called multiple things. So I was like, okay, cool. We're gonna get that guy. That's important to the Spider-Man thing. And then we got the Octopus and somebody we did recognize. And it's funny. I feel like I was just talking about that guy to Torrance the other day for some reason. Maybe when during our game, our superhero role-playing game that we've been working on, it may have come up in that conversation.
Yeah. Okay, so I think it's Spider-Man One More Day. I could be wrong.
No, maybe I just come across that in my travels.
And I haven't read it, but... Okay, so this is where we fall down the rabbit hole. Mephisto is the main baddie of that book, and Doctor Strange is in it. It's like one of the more well-known stories of Doctor Strange and Spider-Man together. There are rumors online that the Doctor Strange you see in the trailer is actually Mephisto.
Okay.
Because also, of course there is, because ever since WandaVision, everybody's been like, that blade of grass is Mephisto. That toilet is Mephisto.
Peter Parker is Mephisto.
But there was a screen grab of Mephisto, and again, this could just be, well, that's a pretty bold leap, but he's standing in front of a fireplace leaning on it in a similar manner to which Doctor Strange is. And maybe Mephisto would be more willing to do some black magic to make people forget things, and then using Doctor Strange-like powers to fight Peter on those trains. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's so much happening in it, and Tom Holland also put on social media, he was like, you guys don't even know. Like, that's the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more, which could destroy my expectations or completely subvert them. I don't know. There's a lot. So the big thing, right, is like more confirmation of the multiverse happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're getting
said it at one point.
Yeah.
So there's that.
So the spell goes wrong, at least we're led to believe. The multiverse is blown even more wide open than it was. Well, no. Okay. I guess Loki didn't necessarily open up portals from multiverse to multiverse. It just created more of them.
Yes.
So we haven't actually bridged any multiverse.
Yeah.
So maybe this spell is just the next part of the puzzle. Because again, this is all happening and going to happen well before Doctor Strange and the Multiverse.
Do we have a rough timeline for that?
Late 22.
Okay.
Yeah, there's plenty of time. It's either mid or I'm pretty sure it's late 22. But we see Doc Ock from the Sam Raimi Spider-Man 2. We see a pumpkin bomb thing from the Spider-Man series from Spider-Man 1. And it's been already...
Did it look the same?
It's exactly the same, yeah.
I wasn't sure about that.
What's that actor's name? Defoe.
Willem.
Yeah, Willem Dafoe, for sure. He's going to be the one to come back and play Green Goblin. There's also rumors, and you made a little wink at it when you were watching, that the person who slams the books down on the table when Peter is handcuffed to the desk in there is Charlie Cox Daredevil. Sitting down a bunch of files to represent Peter.
Did I say that?
No, you went bum, bum, bum.
Oh, I did it. I didn't even see that. I was making it at whatever happened right before that.
Oh, God. Well, it was timely.
I should have kept my mouth shut because you thought I was cooler.
I'm not sure. I do think there's a good chance.
Can you pull it back
to
that?
Yeah.
So that I can see these aforementioned hands.
Yeah, let me scrub it back.
Because
it might take me a second to get there.
I don't know if... I recently finished the entirety of the Netflix Daredevil series, so I should be very familiar with his cuticles.
stop it. I just want to turn the volume all the way down so that I can scrub to this. Let's see. Where is it? It's because he's in there. He's taped to the desk. Right there. So that's all we see. We'll never see more. But there's also screen grabs of him wearing an admittedly very simple office uniform. And there's like another silhouette of him walking by in this office somewhere. If it actually shows it here. Somebody walking by there.
Will you back that up again?
Just backed up 10 seconds.
That had a rather Charlie Cox-ish
It does look like him.
Profile. I didn't see the glasses.
Yeah, but then this reaction here too, like Peter looking up at this guy, whoever it is, slamming down the books. It looks like "Who are you?" kind of thing. Walking there, slamming now. You know. So, are we gonna get Charlie Cox Daredevil? I hope so.
Me too.
Because
that
could also just be some guy.
I mean, well, I would say that opens up the fact that makes it, like, true confirmation.
Yeah.
But then again, we just got J. Jonah Jameson as, what's his face?
Yeah.
And the Doc Ock. So it could be just a wink. Mm-hmm. It could be the fact that, yes, there are, just because this multiverse's Jameson looks exactly like the Raimi versus Jameson.
Right.
Doesn't mean
that it's the same one.
That it's the same one or anything. So it could be like it could be a Charlie Cox that looks exactly like him,
mm-hmm.
but a slightly divergent path from the Netflix.
Which, if that's the avenue they're going to do, I'm more concerned with the casting of the character being the same than it being like the exact same one. I just like there's no reason they can't. But it would be super cool if they're like, oh yeah, and like Vincent D'Onofrio. Kingpin. Oh,
yeah. That'd be good.
You know,
he was a good Kingpin.
Yeah, he's awesome. So a big speculation of this is that in the scene where we get the reveal of Doc Ock, what's that actor's name?
I have no idea.
Torrance?
Just kidding.
I don't know. I almost said Otto Octavius. That'd be hilarious. He says, "Hello, Peter," in the thing, and his background is all smoky and bomb, and then it pans to Peter, MCU Peter, suiting up real quick, but it's an obvious cut of a scene. Yeah, like
it could be a different... He could be talking to a different Peter.
There's rumors that he's talking to Tobey Maguire, but of course nobody could possibly know, but it would make sense for him to casually recognize the Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Recognize the Peter. That's what she said. Anyway, there's all these winks to all the other movies. And I think it truly could be the thing where Tom Holland is like, you guys don't even know. Like, we've wrapped filming. I know all this stuff. And he's one that lets stuff slip, too. Like, I mean, and also that could just be hype. Of course, he's going to say, like, you guys don't even know. But surely they are, like, they didn't just spill the whole cup in the trailer.
That's a good point about the whole Strange being Mephisto or somebody.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he would be so cavalier about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just being like, oh, yeah, let's do this.
Especially after everything he just went. Last we just saw, he was a crucial factor in taking down Thanos and saving the world.
Unless he's become so familiar with the timelines, you know, like he ran all of them. He knew that there was only the one.
Right.
One. And maybe he looks at this as being inconsequential because, I wouldn't be surprised if at the end of this, they're like, well, that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Let's undo the spell. And we do have, it was all a dream type of a thing. I don't know.
I hope not.
Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah, I don't see Doctor Strange being so just like, all right, yeah, let me wink.
Yeah.
We'll do this.
Yeah. And it feels a little Mysterio-ish, right? Like gain the trust and then do the thing. Also, I just personal thoughts, and maybe this is nothing or maybe it's something, but the strangeness, pun intended, of the snow-covered Sanctum Sanctorum.
What's that all about? Yeah.
And then the fact that he's like all bundled up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the devil would be pretty bundled up if he was in this cold, icy thing. And he's like trying to stay warm because it's not a place he's... I don't know. That's a small thing that I was like, maybe I'm reading into this. Or maybe it's just... I've read some Doctor Strange comics, and there are often silly things happening in the Sanctum Sanctorum and Doctor Strange dressed appropriately for...
Yeah.
Whatever weird thing of magic is going on in there.
I'm also curious.
Mm-hmm.
So let's ignore all what we just said and just say, okay, there's a spell.
Yeah.
Is this somehow rewriting time, or is it just blocking everybody's memories out, like putting up a firewall to where it's just like, are we going to go back? Because I feel like it couldn't go back because that's going to cause too many ripples, because then the whole Tony Stark... Peter Parker knowing about each other thing, that messes things up. If nobody also would know.
Yeah. Just to interject, he's not using a time stone. It's gone.
Yeah. So it must just be like, all right, I'm systematically just wiping the fact that you are Peter Parker. Well, I guess...
That Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
Peter Parker is Spider-Man from... I'm thinking that there's just going to be some sort of wall put up, like you typically see, just like don't scratch that itch,
memory because eraser.
People are gonna eventually break through it, and it's gonna be terrible.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe I don't know. I also do the same thing you kind of touched upon a minute ago, like how cavalier he is about it. Feels like an evil thing or something that Doctor Strange. Because again, we're kind of like, so Cap's gone, Tony's gone. He was up there in my hierarchy, you know. Captain Marvel's out doing universal things like in different galaxies. Like on Earth, he's kind of your guy now, especially if the Scarlet Witch is questionably not quite in control.
Because we don't know when this is happening.
Right.
Is this going to be something that is occurring after the events of the Disney Plus shows, in conjunction before, right after, well, I guess it wouldn't be right after Peter Parker because there's at least people are talking about it. It's not like the next day. So, is Wanda still in her little bubble?
Yeah,
during all of this.
And that's another thing, like, it seems like Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, they're going to fix the thing, right? Or at least address the thing. I don't think they're going to create this, take all these shows and time to make a multiverse and then put it all back in place. I think the cat's out of the bag, but I think he's going to fix at least the immediate bad ramifications of the thing. But is it an Age of Ultron thing where the guy fixing the problem, Tony, is the guy that also created the problem, Tony? And the same thing, you just copy-paste Doctor Strange into that. Is he the reason that the Multiverse of Madness is a thing, that he just, in whatever lapse of judgment, or is it really like a Disney and Marvel somehow planted this Easter egg just enough to get people talking about Mephisto? Are they that good to get us to think Mephisto many shows
about
and winks that far in advance, and then don't give it to us for enough where we're like, forget it. We don't know anything. We're just going to enjoy it. And then they're like,
Mephisto.
And they the opposite slap onto the table.
Thanos, where we were getting Thanos things mm-hmm. before.
Yeah.
There was even really a mention mm-hmm. in the end credit sequences and stuff.
Yeah. And that's another thing too. I don't want every single Marvel movie to be this epic Avengers crossover level event or even a Civil War. Mm-hmm. I want them to, they got a formula that works. Develop these characters, which they're doing. Little crossovers here and there, introduce new characters in there and then bring them in elsewhere and just build, weave this beautiful tapestry. Mm-hmm. I don't want Avengers 5 for 5 years. Like, really make stuff hit the fan before we actually have to get the band back together to fix it.
Yeah.
And even then, I don't want it to quite be an end game again. Like, I'm fine with a Avengers 1 level threat, which can be big, it can be threatening to the world.
Because we're going to have a Avengers 1 level group again, like in terms of like, who is it going to be?
Right.
I mean, who do we have left? We've got Strange. We've got,
Carol Danvers.
Theoretically, Captain Marvel. Is Hulk around somewhere?
Yeah, Smart Hulk is around. Possibly. It may be stayed that way. The Guardians are out with Thor somewhere. So is he going to be part of that? But then also Thor, Love and Thunder, Jane Foster's on Earth somewhere.
Yeah. So maybe she would come in there.
Right.
We got Spider-Man.
I have no idea what they're doing with Black Panther.
Yeah, that's a good call. Idea.
But I'm going to say this is...
Shang-Chi.
He's going to be in there.
Pulled in there.
This is light spoilers. Well, we all know that Riri Williams is confirmed to getting her own show in Disney Plus, Ironheart.
Okay.
That's going to be a thing, and this is the light spoiler. It's just a confirmation of her in a film that is coming out. Do you want me to say it or no?
Go ahead.
She is confirmed in Black Panther 2.
Okay.
More than she's going to be in it. They have pictures of her on scene with Shuri.
Got it.
That
makes sense.
Yeah. So maybe by then mm-hmm. That's around. An even deeper pull to pull in. Kate Bishop, Hawkeye.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
We're like building this young Avengers team a little bit, especially if somehow they bring back Billy and Tommy from WandaVision and put the Miss Marvel's coming in. So maybe we do some Young Avengers stuff before we get the full.
And they're the Young Avengers level threat.
Yeah.
Would probably be something comparable to the first Avengers level threat.
Right. But then not... maybe Tom Holland can be the,
the
leader of a Young Avengers where he finds himself in a position of like,
I'm the one that
has the experience.
Yeah, I've been out there. I've done this. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be super cool. Also, I don't know how they would do this, but it would be super cool. There is a Young Avenger connection to King the Conqueror in the future, kind of, when he was Iron Lad.
Okay.
I doubt they'll bring in a future King or Nathaniel Richards, who was it? One point Iron Lad and eventually becomes Kang the Conqueror and Immortus. Or I don't know. That seems really tricky to pull off on their current trajectory. Maybe if they start dabbling. I would love like a spinoff universe of Spider-Man 2099 and we get to play with all these future characters.
Oh, yeah. Did we? Was there something about that?
He's going to be in the next animated Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse because he was the stinger of that.
Okay.
Miguel O'Hara.
I thought I remembered seeing something.
Super cool character. We might cover that one day, too. That would be a fun one.
This is not on the topic. Have you ever read any Scarlet Spider?
No.
Okay. That was something that was hot back whenever I was like in my formidable comic book reading years. I feel like I might have some in my collection.
Yeah. Man, there's a lot of characters. Yeah. Rumors of a Spider-Woman thing happening.
Nice.
Mainly because Sony's trying real hard to let Marvel play with the spider characters because it's good for them. Mm-hmm. But also, like, hey, here's a Spider-Verse because Venom's coming out soon.
Are we talking Spider-Woman like Spider-Gwen or like Spider-Woman like the other? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. But then also, who's to say if Andrew Garfield shows up in this Spider-Man movie that we don't see Gwen Stacy Spider-Gwen, which would be incredible. Like, and I please let Emma Stone who just killed it
yeah.
on a Disney project with Cruella, mm-hmm. go like, oh, yeah, I would love to do that again. There's so many possibilities. Mm-hmm. I don't know. The whole Infinity saga was incredible. And because of the nature of it, more predictable, I guess, even though I still was surprised by a lot of things. But the doors are truly blown off the side of the car. I don't know what's going to happen. I have no useful speculation anymore because the MCU is just another universe in the Marvel continuity now.
Yep.
Just like the 616 is. Mm-hmm. And they can do whatever they want. They can take inspiration. They can make their own stories. Another massive character that could be introduced, Miles Morales.
Yeah, I was just thinking
that. Has been referenced as we a saw nephew.
Yeah. We saw his uncle, right?
He's in the MCU.
Was he Prowler technically? Was that mm-hmm. supposed to be him? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We're talking about what's his face? What's his name?
Donald Glover.
Donald Glover. Yeah. Just in case you're wondering
where from Spider-Man Homecoming.
Went. Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't he get his hand taped? Or was it
webbed?
Webbed. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, get me out of here, man.
Yeah, I would love to get him.
Yeah,
in a bigger role, like Donald Glover.
Well, that's not even a multiversal thing.
No, that's just 6-1 yeah.
or MCU. He's like, yeah, I got a nephew that lives close to here. Mm-hmm. He's got one nephew. It's Miles Morales, so he's in there somewhere. Maybe we get a wink or a post credit scene of like, you know, and that's going to be the young Avenger, and then.
I want
that. By that time,
yeah.
Tom Holland's a little older
yeah.
and just an Avenger now.
He is acting as the Tony Stark of the young Avengers that might pop in mm-hmm. if they need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need that. Come on.
Kevin. I know Kevin Feige watches.
My 6.7 shares. They've got to mean something, Disney.
Oh, yeah.
Make that happen for me.
Yeah. All that to say, there's a good chance we're so friggin' wrong.
You don't even know.
Yeah. I mean, only a handful of people do. Mm-hmm. There's a chance that Tom Holland doesn't even know because there's a history of him getting like a butchered
and,
script of like, these are your lines.
And how much of it might even be, he was working with a CGI, two ping pong balls on a stick.
Right.
So he doesn't even know who he was fighting.
Right. That's very possible. I do know that Benedict Cumberbatch is like the, like if we're talking about like an actor that they landed, you know, nobody knew who Chris Hemsworth, Tom Hiddleston were before their roles and got this. This blew up their career. Benedict Cumberbatch has an established career and like was given the full script to Endgame. Like he knew all this stuff. He was one of the few that like actors, they're like, okay, you can read all this and know what the heck's going on. We trust you. Tom Holland, it's a running meme now. They're like, are you kidding me? We can't tell you what we're having for dinner. We're going to run out of time in a second. We're excited about this. It's going to be awesome. You, I would think, know where to find us on social
media. I'll try to make it real fast. Find us at Two Man Comic Book on Twitter with the number 2 Man Comic Book Club, Instagram, Facebook. Mm-hmm. Alex?
You can find me at Alex Wayne Miller. Wayne is W-A-Y-N-E, just like Bruce Wayne, because I am Batman on all social media.
You can find me at Drew Morse Comp on Twitter, Drew Morse Composer elsewhere. Join our Discord, link in the show notes. We really would love to see what you think about the trailer.
Yeah, please tell us. We're excited. Lots of MCU to come. We'll see y'all next time. Bye. The Two Man Comic Book Club podcast is hosted by Alex Miller and Drew Morris. Our guy in the chair is Torrance Watkins. Logos and design work are by Tessa Price. Original theme music and compositions are by Drew Morris.
Ah, wow.
Ooh.
Ah.
Ah.